sail away. 'Twas in the Northern Territory two dingo pups did dwell. The cattlemen, their neighbours, called them Skip and Little Nell. One night, beside a low campfire, they heard the men talk loud about a boat race way out west that'd make all Aussies proud. One said he'd give his two eye teeth to be there at the race. My oath, too right, the other said, with longing on his face. Sounds great, said Skip to Little Nell. Well, then let's go, said she. It's much too far across the land, but we could go by sea. The dingo pair set out to sea. Their hearts were beating fast. Their boat was but a red gum log with neither sail nor mast. Before too long the log turned east, and Skip began to yell. We should be going west, he cried. Tough luck, said Little Nell. We'll get there in the end, she said. It's just a longer trip. We'll see that race, I promise you. I hope you're right, said Skip. They travelled up and down and round, and then at last pulled in to happy Queensland, Sunshine State, to visit kith and kin. They made a friend while they were there, an old cane toad called Clyde. I've heard about that race, he said. Would you give me a ride? They hollowed out the log some more to give them extra space, and once again they all set off for that important race. In New South Wales they stopped a while to add a mast and sail. Now cheer up, Skip, said Little Nell. With these we'll never fail. They took on board a cockatoo. Ah, let me come, she'd cried. So Skip and Nell and Clyde and Bird sailed out upon the tide. It's hopeless, Little Nell, said Skip. We're travelling much too slow. We'll never get to Perth on time. We'll miss the whole darn show. Now, Skip, said Nell, enough of that. Of course we'll get there, mate. I'll just design a bigger boat and then we won't be late. Their next stop was Victoria, where near the Yarra Blue, a wombat friend whose name was Ben decided he'd come too. They all began, as good mates will, to work both night and day until that boat was redesigned. Three cheers! Hip hip! Hooray! They sailed towards Tasmania, did Skip and Little Nell, and Ben and Clyde and Cockatoo felt seasick from the swell. 'Twas there a Tassie devil rare named Rupert leapt aboard. I want to join your famous crew and see that race, she roared. We'll need another sail, said Nell. South Oz will be the place to buy a splendid spinnaker to take us to the race. 'Twas there they found the bright red sail which made their boat complete. 'Twas there they named it Dinky Di, and Nell's heart skipped a beat. A kangaroo then joined the crew, the one whose name was Kate. Well, hurry up and get on board, said Skip, or we'll be late. Across the bight, through massive seas, the Dinky Di was tossed by waves so high they reached the sky, and Skip thought all was lost. And then at last the wind died down. The Dinky Di stood still. We'll never make it now, said Skip. And even Nell felt ill. But friendly dolphins passing by gave them a helpful shove. They pushed that boat right onto Perth while Cocky flew above. Be quick, the Cocky cried. The race has just begun. Oh, stone the crows, yelled Little Nell. I've never had such fun. The dolphins pushed with all their might. The boat sped through the spray. We're in the race, cried Little Nell, and Skip knelt down to pray. They raced past boats, both big and small. They passed them, every one. The crowd went mad and roared and cheered. The Dinky Di had won. Now all that happened long ago, but I remember well the day that boat race far out west was won by Skip and Nell.